Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power. Black power and all power to the people and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, your comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live to you once again from the hells and the smells of North America. I always count this a privilege and a joy and an honor to be able to talk to you, my brothers and my sisters, from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio, the official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I want to open up this show giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, who answers to many different names with many attributes, all rightly belonging to that one God. And so I bear witness, regardless to land, regardless to label, regardless to language, that there is but one God. I thank that God for doing as it was prophesied, which was to seek and to save we who were lost, that which was lost. And as we search the scripture, we can find no other people fitting the description of that lost brother, that lost sister, that lost sheep more than we, the 20 to 30 million black men and women here in the hills of North America. We thank that God, giving balance, knowing that there is no God without that Goddess, that manifestation, that God and that Goddess. We thank that one God for sending all of the prophets, all of our warnings, all of those who came with divine revelation. We give thanks to our ancestors, talking about the black man and the black woman, our ancestors who gave us light, life, and power and gave us inspiration to achieve great wonders here on this planet, not in the sky, not above the clouds, but here on this planet. It was black men and black women who used our mind power and our mathematics and our science to achieve great works and wonders right here on this planet where we live. And so we thank our ancestors, and we are thankful for those who were betrayed, and those who were taken on the basis of a lie and were put into the holds of ships and were brought over here on a westerly course, 9,000 miles. Others who did not make it, who jumped overboard, got free and jumped overboard, thinking and feeling that it would be better to be off of this planet and transcend away from this planet rather than to be a slave or to go through what the colonizer and the Europeans and others had in mind for them. We're thankful for them and thankful for those who went on into the Caribbean and who worked for free labor and who were beat down and who were stripped and those who were robbed and those who were misused and those who were totally destroyed. We're thankful for them. We're thankful for those who made it here to the United States. They're in Jamestown, West Virginia. They're in Jamestown. And those who were made slaves here on these shores and who were taken away from their mother tongues and taken away from their original culture and taken away from our original heritage. We have to give thanks for those who went through all of that terrorism and turmoil. And I give thanks here tonight, as you should, for those who fought them, and talking about the white man, the colonizer, and those who put us in servitude, even the Toms of amongst ourselves who sold us out. We're thankful for those who fought against that and who resisted that true system of exploitation and true system of destruction. We give thanks. The list is too long to name, but just giving thanks to all of our ancestors like Nat Turner and Denmark Vesey and Toussaint Louverture and Martin Delaney and Sister Harriet Tubman and so many others who fought, those who fought on religious battlefronts like the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey and the Honorable Prophet Noble Drew Ali and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Malcolm X and Kwame Ture and Clarence 13X, later known as Father Allah, and so many others who fought and who gave inspiration for us to be liberated. We give thanks tonight here on Black Power Radio. My brothers and my sisters, tonight, of course, for those of you who it may be your first time, I want to welcome you here. And if you are a long-time listener to our radio broadcast, you know that Monday nights are a night where we get educated, not in a European sense, where we learn what they want us to recite, but we learn that which is good for us and that which inspires us and that which motivates us and that which directs us to our true selves. That's what happens on Monday night. And so tonight will not be like any other night. Tonight's going to be the same. We're going to learn tonight. And you, my brothers and my sisters, will get a chance to hear, for those who it may be your first time, you will get a chance to hear from a man who will go down in the history books as a true warrior of our people. A man whom, when you look for his backtracking on the cause or his weakness or lackness on the cause, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find him as one who betrayed the interests of our people or him as one who punked out or sold us out. You won't find that in this one. This man is a man who went through many processes and developments to ultimately become the man that he was. And in energy and spirit say is, Ashe. But this is a man who ultimately became our national chairman of the new Black Panther Party, and he is a man whom trained many of us, many of you across this nation, whether you knew him from his time in the Nation of Islam or before that on the campus of Dillard University, and then if you knew him during his time, during the period of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Nation of Islam, and then if you knew him after the departure of Mr. Elijah Muhammad, and you knew him as a freedom fighter in the jungles of Africa with Idi Amin, and you knew him under the name of Malik Rashidin, or if you knew him during the time when Minister Farrakhan went to rebuild the works of Mr. Elijah Muhammad, and he rejoined and relinked up with Minister Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, or whether you knew him during his time as the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party, whatever period you knew or met or heard about Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, you always got training from him. You always got education from him. You always got inspiration from him. And most of us, if we're honest, we became fearless around him and fearless with his presence and with his works and seeing his stance against the enemies of black people and the enemies of the righteous. And so on lecture night tonight, we will be, of course, giving you some food for thought and some food to keep you charged up in this wicked world that we live in a world that beats us down every single day. We must report to Black Power Radio to be recharged and refueled and fed that which will ignite our minds and ignite our hearts and cause us to go to work and to do something for ourselves. And so, without any further delay, we'll take you into a fiery lecture by the Black Power General. It's called If Mumia Dies, Fires in the Skies, Stop the Execution, Start the Revolution.
Black Power! Black Power!
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We ever give thanks and praise to Almighty God for coming, as it was written and prophesied that He would come to seek and to save that which was lost. And we can find no other people fitting the description of the lost brother, the lost sister, or the lost sheep, except we, the 50 million or more mentally and spiritually dead black men and black women here in the hells of North America. And so we thank him for coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and raising up in our midst a divine leader, a divine teacher, and a divine guide in the person of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I thank the two of them for the man who is my teacher, who is my mentor, the man who is largely responsible for what I am and what I am becoming, and the man who I will never deny. I speak of none other than that man who is responsible for my spiritual, my cultural, and my revolutionary rites of passage, my spiritual father, who is certainly in our prayers, and we have not going along with the hype of the enemy. We believe that he is safe and secure in the hands of Almighty God Allah, and we believe that his time among us has not reached its end. I speak of none other than my spiritual father again, Minister Louis Farrakhan, in their name. I greet you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Hosef. Freedom land. Shea Lafayette. Black laws for all black people on the move. To the young and dynamic freedom fighter here in the Philadelphia area, the new chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense chapter, and the chairman of the Million Youth March Black Power Organizing Committee, and the one who is responsible for all of us being here tonight at the Church of the Advocate, let's give a strong black hand to Brother Hiram Ashanti. To a young man that I have worked with for quite some time and have grown to respect and love and honor as I see him growing into his own, and who carries out the legacy of a young Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, or Huey P. Newton, and Bobby Seale, and the others of 30 years ago, who is now an attorney fighting for the freedom and independence of our people, understanding that the criminal justice system of the white man does not hold any real justice for us, but we need someone there, someone everywhere fighting on our behalf. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, give him a strong black hand. To my colleague in the struggle and a great inspiration to me, and I am sure one who has touched all who is under the sound of my voice, and we drink from the wellspring of his wisdom and his research and his guidance, I speak of none other than our esteemed scholar and leader among us, the Reverend Dr. Ishaka Musa Barashango. To Brother Divine Allah, to Brother Michael Muhammad, to Sister Angel, to Minister Ishmael, to Brother Jeff, Sister Erica, Sister Oli, Sister Leslie, Brother David Miller, Brother Jabari, to the Honorable Silas Muhammad, who has come to our aid and assisted us from city to city by sending security for us and sending the leadership in that city everywhere we have gone. To Sister Basima, to Brother Harish Bilal, to my young son, where is he? Standing right with us, whom we have great hope in our future through him, Brother Farrakhan Khalid Muhammad. To Brother Adai, and to all who have come before us, and I can't leave out not one time can I leave out Sister Mecca Star. Let's give them all a strong black hand. To the men, to the women, to the brothers, to the sisters who are securing us here tonight and have set up security for us, let's give them all a strong black hand from the front to the back and on the outside of the Church of the Advocate. We are here to honor Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, and we are here to gather strength and encouragement and inspiration from each other as we fight for the freedom of Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, Brother Gary Graham or Shaka Sankofa, to Brother Eddie Conway, to our Brother Schultz, to Brother Russell Maroon Schultz, to the many others who are on death row, and also to Brother Sekou Odinga, to Brother Matula Shakur, to Brother Sundiata Okole, and to our sister who we will talk about, because she will help us to balance this evening and balance this message tonight. When we talk about freeing Mumia, we have to talk about an example of something, and that is the freedom of Sister Asada Shakur, slave named Joanne Chesterfield. At this rally for Brother Mumia Abu Jamal, my subject is stop the execution, start the revolution. Stop the execution, start the revolution. Let me hear you say it. Stop the execution, start the revolution. Stop the execution, start the revolution. It is written in the scriptures of a people who would be robbed and spoiled, snared in holes and hidden in prison houses. Studying the USA Today and studying other newspapers over the past few months, and it talks about the prison population of white America and how the prison population of white America has fastly moved it into the position of being the world's number one jailer in competition with Russia on the European so-called continent. I say so-called continent because Europe doesn't really fit the definition of a continent, but for the sake of conversation, we'll say European continent. The jail population of America, the United States of America, moving it to the place of being the world's number one jailer. But we're not just talking about those of us who are behind bars. We're all in jail. Every last one of us is in jail. We are a captured nation of people who have been held against our will in the land of our bondage and in the land of our captivity. And when we look at it, we want to turn to what the Muslims believe and what the Muslims want by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the 10-point program given to us by Dr. Huey P. Newton of the Black Panther Party. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says we want freedom for all, I'm paraphrasing, for all of the righteous now held in federal prison. We want freedom for all black men and women now under death sentence in innumerable prisons in the North as well as in the South. And as a part of the 10-point program of the Black Panther Party, it says we want freedom for all black men held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jails. I cannot be one that would criticize too hard the marches, the rallies, the battles in the courtrooms. We should use every means to free our political prisoners. It is by any means necessary that we work to free them. But I must say to you that Sister Asada Shakur was not freed by a benevolent judge who woke up one day and decided that he had a change of heart and he was going to let her go home. Sister Asada Shakur was not freed by a benevolent prosecutor or district attorney who woke up one day and decided he wanted to do the right thing. Sister Asada Shakur was not freed by a court process of the criminal justice system that decided they wanted to let her go back home to a little girl that she could be a mother to her baby. Sister Asada Shakur was free because of a black liberation army that went in and took her from the white man and If you depend on the man who puts you in this condition to give you your freedom, then you can never be free indeed. Because if he has the power to give you your freedom with one hand, he has the power to take it back with his other hand or with the same hand. There is no freedom that is granted by your enemy. Freedom is taken. Freedom is the will of the people who are oppressed. Freedom is bloodshed. Freedom is suffering. Freedom is sacrifice. Freedom is giving up your Mercedes Benz if necessary, your Lexus, your Camry, your Rolls Royce. Freedom is giving up your bus pass if necessary. Freedom is a process of struggle. Free Mumia, we demand that you free him. He say, you demand, nigga, that I free him? Well, what you gonna do, nigga, if I don't free him? You gonna march, nigga? You gonna picket, nigga? You gonna put out some flyers on me, right, nigga? You gonna put up posters on me, right, nigga? You gonna throw temper tantrums in the street? You demand that I free him. The white man does not respect such a demand. He only respects power. He only respects an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, and a limb for a limb, and a life for a life. That's all he respects. He has already calculated that we will be outraged. He has already calculated that we will be enraged. He has already calculated that we will march, we will picket, we will cry, we will throw temper tantrums on the radio and on the television, and we will have rallies all over the place. But he has not contemplated that we will kill his ass if he murders Mumia Abu Jahl.
Man,
do something about the murder of Brother Amadou Diallo. And these Negro preachers, these boot-licking, butt-licking, butt-dancing, bamboozled, half-caked, half-fried, sissified, punkified, capitalized, homogenized niggers going down to be arrested every day. You don't impress anybody, nigga, getting arrested by appointment. I would like to make an appointment. And the nigga preachers, honey, I'll be in time for supper. Tomorrow evening, you don't have to wait. I'm gonna go down and make my, I'm gonna make my appointment to be arrested. I'll be in by 12, and I'll be out by 2, and I'll be able to do whatever I got to do. You arrested by appointment and think you messing with the Pepperwood. He'll lock your black raggedy behind up. He's got enough jail for every nigga that wants some jail. But the question is, does he have enough lives for every nigga that wants to kill a crack? That's the question. It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a limb for a limb, and a life for a life. If caskets are rolling in the white community when they roll in the black community, this would stop. If they're rolling in the white community when they roll in the black community. If they're rolling in the white community as they roll in the black community, this would stop. Somebody has to say this. Everybody wants to do the easy thing. We're going to vote. We're registering to vote. God damn it, don't miss a word. Write it all down, those of you who came to get it and take it back, wherever you're taking it back. Ain't no Democratic Party going to save you. No Republican Party going to save you. No Independent Party going to save you. And ain't no damn bad force going to save you. We going to vote. You can't vote your way to freedom, fool. Getting behind some damn glorified shower curtain, pulling a lever, and voting for some guy. Nobody has ever voted their way to real freedom. Well, South Africa, shut up, fool. South Africa is still not free. Nelson Mandela is the white man's nigga.
I'm gonna
damn it. He ate the devil on Monday and he ate the devil on Tuesday. Mumia can never be free. Damn it, until you're free. If your brain is not free, Mumia can't be free. If your heart is not free, Mumia can't be free. If you are not free from the chains and the shackles of the white man, Mumia can never be free. None of the political prisoners can ever be free, because we will not have the power to free them. We will have exercises in futility. Wasted effort after wasted effort.
That's right, right?
Have you decided what you will do if they kill him? Have you been discussing it among yourselves? He's discussing from every possible angle that he can imagine what he will do if he has to kill him. Have you decided what you will do? I can't be the one to tell you what to do. What the hell if you don't know what to do? I'll tell you. In Islam, we are taught, to all the gods and earth in the house, we are taught, I want to send a shout out to all the gods and earth in the house. Hey. Very happy to see Queen Divine Earth also and all of the posse. Brother, I just lost your name.
Marshall.
And Brother Marshall and all of the Trenton posse. Let's give them a strong black hand. The lesson says, kill no one. Kill no one whom Allah has not ordered. Huh? We kill only those who God has ordered. Well, God wants the devil dead. I can't give that kind of order. God gives that kind of order. We're not going to get free until some of us are ready to make a sacrifice. In the month of August, August 7th, 1970, a young 16-year-old boy, 16 years old, in Marin County, California, he knew that his brother George Jackson may never see the light of day. He knew that his brother George Jackson may never be free. And so there were those who tried to discourage him. He and Rochelle McGee, Christmas and others, stepped into the courtroom. He was 16. He stepped in and came with their stuff. Put their stuff to the judge's head to free his brother George. But before he did, he stepped into the center of the courtroom. Young Jonathan Jackson, 16 years old. He went to court that day. Jonathan Jackson went to court August 7, 1970. He went to court seeking justice. He wanted justice. And so he went in, and they threw their pieces down on the crackers in the courtroom, and he stepped to the center of the courtroom, 16 years old, and looked at these cold crackers all around the courtroom, and he broke the silence and said, "Gentlemen, I'll be taking over from here. I'll be taking over from here. I'll be taking over. Ain't no more damn motions gonna be passed. Ain't no more deliberation. The foreman of the jury ain't got to go no damn where." And judge, you are relieved of all of your duties. In fact, about it, put the gun to his head and said, "You coming and going with me." He took the judge out of the courtroom with his gun to the judge's head. They took some other hostages. They took a van. They came for justice. Huh? Sabo. Ridge. Justice. People are trying to twist the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad now. He's saying that Master Farad Muhammad had a black father and a white mother, and the reason he had a black father and a white mother is so that he could give justice to both of Islam to the devil so that you weak-hearted brothers could be scoping white women and crackers with blonde hair coming in the goddamn door trying to get you a white wife? No, Master Farad Muhammad didn't come for that. It's easy to tell the people what you want to tell the people when you know the people don't know. Justice is a reward for good and the punishment for evil. You heard the minister Ishmael. He self-talked about a great and a dreadful day. Great for the righteous, dreadful for the unrighteous. Great for the black and dreadful for the white. Justice. Jonathan Jackson went to court of justice at Marin County. When they went to break Sister Asada Shakur out, they went for justice.
That's right.
That's justice.
That's right.
Justice is not always pleading.
Right.
Negroes in New York around the Diallo case begging and pleading.
Right.
We want justice.
Right.
Give us justice.
That's right.
We're not going to take it.
Right.
We're not going to stand for this.
Right.
We want the FBI to come in and investigate. Damn fool, the FBI is the problem. We want the government to look into this matter. You're a fool. You're gonna fight James does something to you, and you're gonna call on his big brother, Jesse James. Come and put Frank James in check. Jesse, James, we need you to come and give us justice. Frank took something from us. When Jesse gets there, he wants to see what you got left. So he can take whatever his brother Frank didn't already take. You can't take the criminal to the criminal. Yes, exhaust everything you are doing. But at the same time, what is your plan B? If you're a revolutionary, what is your revolutionary plan? Huh? You got to have a plan B. You got to have a backup plan. Just in case plan A don't work. Normally when the devil tells you he's going to do something, he doesn't. Then when he tells you he ain't going to do it, what do you expect then? They don't want Mumia Abu Jamal back on the street. They don't want Geronimo Pratt back in the movement and back in the struggle. They don't want the Black Panther Party to come back.
Right.
So they brainwash these Negroes.
Right.
Bobby Seale.
Right, right. They got a job.
Pope Barbecue.
Right, right.
Barbecue sauce. The white man come, you're going to throw a barbecue Molotov cocktail, barbecue sauce, Molotov cocktail, fighting with a damn slab of rib. You're the chairman of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale. Get up from your bed and walk. Stop reveling at the feet of the white man and reveling at the feet of white women, slobbering at the mouth. You look shameful to your people, Bobby Seale. Get up from there. Pick up your bed and walk. Here he's speaking at these campuses, talking about he's not for guns, and he didn't agree with us going down to Jasper, Texas, after they lynched Brother James Byrd, chained him to the back of the truck and dragged him until his head and his arms came off. And he didn't agree with us running the Klan out of town and going to Jasper, Texas with our shotguns, with our rifles, with our bullet bandoliers locked and loaded, ready to deal with everything around us. He said he's working for a global humanistic society. We said, what are you working for, Bobby? He said, it's not about killing white people. It's It's about building a global humanistic society. On Ice Cube's album, Death Certificate, Lethal Injection, on his video, True to the Game, by the power of Almighty God and the ancestors, I gave him the word that Brother Bilal read, Brother Harif read, on the criminal justice system of white America. But on there, we talk about the fact that you cannot make way for the peacemaker unless you get rid of the peacebreaker. You got to get rid of the peacebreaker, sir. Took us to court. Niggas who haven't said Black Panther in 30 years. Niggas who are so scared of a white man if they poop, they duck thinking it's gunfire. Scared of their own poop. See a black pussycat and scared of the Black Panther. Haven't used it in 30 years. And don't want us to use Black Panther Party for self-defense. God damn it, if you stop defending yourself, don't get in our way if we want to organize our people for self-determination and for self-defense. Say we can't wear the symbol. We can't wear the emblem. Take us to court. Bootlicking. With all the love that we have for you, we love the Black Panther Party of the 60s. We love your sacrifices. We honor you for your pain and your struggle. We honor you for standing up against this beast. But don't fight us today. If you've left a foundation, we're willing to build on that foundation. Don't fight us today if you've left a legacy that we are willing to now take that legacy to another level and to another plane towards freedom and independence. Muslims of the Nation of Islam, leave me the hell alone. Talking about you got guns. What you doing with guns? You ain't supposed to have no guns, damn fool. I have been almost assassinated before. Here, my son was 9 years old, then bullets flying all around him. We don't have the guns for black people.
That's right.
We don't have the guns for our own kind. We have the guns for the cracker, for the beast, for the devil, for the white man. But it's also a Negro repellent when necessary.
We own the night.
And you don't think our people should have guns? Well, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we shouldn't have no guns.
Come on, Steve.
Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't tell you to vote either.
That's right.
But if you find a way to vote, he said he didn't know the one good politician. That was Adam Clayton Powell. Adam Clayton Powell been dead 30 years. You can't be going to vote for him. He didn't say just vote to be voting. He said put the Muslim program, which is freedom and independence, separation and independence, a nation of our own, some of this good earth that we can call our own, put that program before Congress. If we find a politician who will put such a bold program before Congress, stand toe-to-toe with the cracker, he said that one should get the total backing of the whole population of black people. You ain't got no Negro like that. Who gonna do it? Jesse Jackson? Huh?
I don't think I can do it.
People people are the ones backing Mumia. You're not going to take the nickels, the dimes, the pennies, the dollars from the poor black people who love Mumia and relegate it to nothingness and insult white people. Every nappy-headed, low-down white whore that is working for Mumia, every no-good faggot white boy, the transvestite revolution, the transgender faggot, the homosexual movement, the gay, lesbian, every one of them are white folks who is working for Mumia. They are supposed to work for Mumia because they're mama, they're no good mammy, they're no good daddy, they're no good grandma and grandpa. All of them are responsible for the Mumia of the hells of North America, and they are responsible for your condition, your condition, yours, yours, and yours, and all of us. No good pastors should be working to free Mumia, and even if they can free him, it ain't enough. It's too goddamn little. Folks, if you got a white wife at home, you go home and tell her, baby, they say you ain't got no way out. Are you going to disrespect her? No. I wouldn't disrespect Master Farad Muhammad's mother. If I were here and it's the dead of winter, snow and ice on the ground, and she came to the door cold, she may not be able to come in this meeting, so we would let her in the building to warm up and give her a ride to East Philly, West Philly, North Philly, to me. I can't give Master Farad Muhammad's mother no more respect than he gave to her. It was Master Farad Muhammad who came and told us and taught us that the white man is the devil, that none of them were any good. No, not one. He didn't say, get on the white folks, but leave my mother alone. All white folks are the devil. He said, my mama. You keep all white folks out of the meeting, but let my mama in. He didn't say that. He said, no white people among you, black man and woman. Not my mama, nobody. That you are special people. You are chosen people. I don't want you mixed up with white people. If Master Farad Muhammad didn't make no provisions for his mama, I can't make no. If an old son didn't cut him no slack, I can't cut him too much slack. I wouldn't be a fool, I'd be civilized. Stop trying to use Master Farad Muhammad to shield your dirty religion. Damn it, I'll debate any of you. You taking this teaching, playing with it. You teach me all my life that the white man is the devil? You teach me my whole life that the white man is the devil. Now you tell me it's all right for him to come among us. People lost their minds over this teaching. People went to insane asylums over this teaching. People all but committed suicide when Wallace Muhammad came and tried to change the teachings of his father. Now you go work some I do believe in God. And I believe that with my God and with my gun, that if you come for me, that my God will bless me to shoot straight. We must build a black liberation army. Even in the white man's law, it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's in white law. I'm talking about white law, and I'm talking about God's law, and I'm talking about black law, which deals with a black liberation army. You should be ashamed of yourself, black man. Most of you are wandering around. You're not in nothing. You are not organized at all. Black woman, you should stand up and accept your divine rendezvous with destiny. No black man who is not a freedom fighter. No black man who is not a revolutionary. No black man who is not willing to stand up and strike a blow for our freedom and independence to be able to crawl that lagging behind in the bed with you. Hell no, black woman. Hell no. Come up to you, talk about he wants the dishes. He wants the dishes. They ain't standing for nothing. You cheapen yourself, black woman. You are the mother of God. You are the mother of the black nation. You let no weak man in your face who ignores strength and power and wisdom and light all around him, and he chooses the darkness. He chooses to curl in a corner or hide in a closet from the white man. Or when the white man knocks on the door, he tells you to go to the door, and he hides in the back. Honey, go tell him. Go tell him, honey, I ain't here. Sister's so damn mad, she gets to the door when her lip pokes out and says, he say he ain't here. Be a man, black man. To the elders who are in the audience, I see some of you beautiful and you're gray and all. Don't know how much time you have. At least guard a man. At least guard a soldier. At least guard a warrior. At least guard a real black man. Hell, with all that hog you're eating, with all that wheel and swine you're eating, you might not have another damn week as it is. Fight like hell to free Lumia this week, because you might not be here next week. You know you haven't done nothing all this time. It's time that you start doing something. We could build a movement right in here. These young brothers and sisters you saw come up here today, we've been working to organize them now for going on 2 years. And we don't lord over them. Some of them don't hear from us sometimes. Some of them, we go through their cities every now and then, or give a call every now and then. But we want to see if they're going to work. Who are the workers? Who are the organizers? Who are the teachers? Thank you, sir. Who are the teachers? Who are the ones that are really going to do something to free our people? Poor Mumia. Gary Graham. Shaka Sankofa. Gary Graham said that, when you come to get me, he said, when you come to get me, I'm not making no, bring no damn priest to read to me. I'm not saying no prayer with no cracker priest. Don't come to me with no last meal, Gary Graham said, Shaka Sankofa. He said, don't come to walk me to my death. If you choose to execute me, know that when you come for me, I'm going to fight like hell to kill everyone that comes in my face. If you can't kill them, they'll be like Rochelle McGee, who's with Jonathan Jackson. They had to build a wall between Rochelle McGee and the judge. They used to bring him in court in a helicopter and bring him down through the roof, scared for his feet to touch the ground anywhere. He couldn't get to, and at first he could get to the judge, he would attack the judge in the courtroom. They started putting restrainers on him in the court. He couldn't get up anymore, so he would just and spit on the damn judge. That's all he had was his spit as a black man. And so he would just spit on the damn judge. So then they built a glass wall, bulletproof, as though he had a gun, between one black man, Rochelle McGee, and the old cracker judge. That's fighting. That's by any means necessary. That's what it is. As I near my conclusion, I say to you that none of our political prisoners can be free until we do that which is necessary to free them, and that we have not done to the degree that we should. Reparation. The work of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the work of Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Silas Muhammad, and others. Great work, and in COBRA and other reparations organizations. But we also must help them while they are working and work on the minds of our people. If we don't change our minds and our way of thinking, reparations will mean nothing. Cracker, give us some reparations money today and come up with a damn special 1999 or year 2000 Lexus or Cadillac with a reparations gold package on it. And advertise it on TV. Got a special on reparations Cadillac. Reparations, Lexus, reparations, Mercedes. No change can come among us from the mere, for our people, for our youth, for our elders, for our women, for our children. No change can come among us until a change takes place in our heads and in our hearts. Where are the fighters? Where are those who want to stand up and fight? If the cracker knew that we meant business, it would be a whole different ballgame. On that old back East Texas road called Martin Luther King, where Brother James Byrd was dragged and lynched, dragged to his death, did you know that there are black homes all along the road? No farther back than from here to that wall, some of the houses to the road? What would have happened if Uncle Bubba couldn't snook it? Ain't Chili Red. And all of them came out with their rifles and their shotguns. And when they thought of cracking wrestling with Brother James Byrd to chain him to the back of the truck, they came out and put their guns to these crackers' heads and backed them up off of James Byrd. Or shot them from their porch. With the shotgun, so the ballistic goes out the window to a great degree. Been a whole different kind of history, right? Some of you say, well, we're glad he got the death penalty. I'm not happy that the cracker who lynched, the first one that they tried in the court, King, got the death penalty. He was smiling, smirking. When he made a statement, he said that he was happy that he would go down in history as a symbol of white power. But Negroes saying that they were pleased. The only justice for the three crackers who lynched Brother James Byrd would be to chain their white behind to the back of a pickup truck and drag them down the street. In court, they talked about how he was trying to keep his head from hitting the pavement while they were dragging him over a 4-mile stretch, and how his bones in his elbows up halfway, his arms and the bones ground away because his elbows were hitting that pavement. He was trying to keep his head up. Here's a cracker, received a death penalty, will sit up there in the jailhouse on death row 10 years, 15 years maybe. The only justice would be for us to kill the murderers of Brother James Byrd and their free, proud, and productive people, a sovereign nation under the almighty, all-wise black God.
Right.
To kill him ourselves,
yeah.
Kill him in the most vicious manner,
right,
according to their standard of viciousness and whatever we could add to that.
Right.
And to the rats and the stew pigeons who are here,
yeah,
who were sent here, sitting up among us, donating money, dropping it in the bucket, trying to act like you black when you got a white mind. You're a fool for coming in here to spy on your people. The white man didn't come. He sent you. I'm going to do everything I can to wake our people up, so that when we find out who you are, we will kill you in the most vicious manner for coming and snitching on our people against the legitimate inspirations of our people who yearn to breathe free. Cut your damn head off. Cut your right leg off and leave your left leg on. Burn your behind, boil your behind alive first, and then burn your behind to the ashes, and then flush your ashes down the toilet. Only way to get free, we got to get strong. This weak stuff is not going to do it. Don't go backwards, brothers and sisters. Don't let anybody take you backwards. Don't go back. Integration has failed. I know what Brother Malcolm said, and I know Brother Malcolm might have believed it when he said that he saw white men in Mecca, and he saw them, and they were some of the best white men he had ever seen, and that proved to him that if the white man in America received Islam, if the white man in America received Islam, he said, he thought that it could transform him. I've been to Mecca 8 times. See, God hooked me up right. I didn't get suspended from the nation and then go to Mecca. I had been 8 times before I got suspended. You know, God has a big eraser. Look at us, stuff that went down in the 60s. That's all the 90s is. Is the sixth turn right side up, correct it. So I went before. I saw white Arab Muslims so damn racist until you can cut racism in the atmosphere with a knife. Give me just a few more minutes. You have no business taking Elijah Muhammad's teaching and now Wallace D. Muhammad back to the crack of arms that is clutching in Sunni Islam. So-called Sunni Islam, so-called Orthodox Islam cannot free you any more than Sunni Christianity or Orthodox Christianity of the white man after he distorted the message of Jesus, the black revolutionary of life. You gonna follow the Arabs? You don't know a damn thing about Islam. None of you. Yes, you can recite the Quran. Yes, you can recite the Bible. But do you know the real history? Do you know that the Kaaba in Mecca that sits there as the spiritual center? Do you know that the Kaaba, when you study the ancients of your own people, not the damn Arabs, you sit around masjid glorying in Arab history, Arab scholarship, Arab warriors and Arab stories, and when so-and-so did this, and Abu so-and-so, and Kareem so-and-so, and Abdullah so-and-so, and Muhammad Ahmed Abdul Abdul.
If you're in the west, you face east. And if you're in the east, you face west, because it's in the center. And if you're all around it, you have to face whatever direction that it's in. All of these errors. Elijah Muhammad was right in his back. When the teachings of Elijah, whether you want to be a Muslim, black nationalist, and I'm that, pan-Africanist, and I'm that, revolutionary nationalist, and I'm that, black liberation theology teacher, student, and I'm both student and teacher, whatever you call yourself. As long as Elijah Muhammad's teaching is strong among the people, the people are strong. When you remove that strong teaching from among our people, our poor, pitiful people go down to almost nothing, and they go back to wallowing in the filth of integration, crumbling at the feet of the white man, begging the white man for freedom and liberty. And you tell them to stop calling the white man the devil. A whole generation has grown up that did not know that the white man was the devil. Another generation has gone to sleep that used to know that the white man was the devil. The best way to teach is to teach by repetition until the student has learned the lesson. Our condition bears witness that we have not learned the lesson. The mere being behind bars proves on death row that we have not learned the lesson.
That's right.
And our many other political prisoners and those who are on death row, it proves that we have not learned the lesson. Look at it for what it's worth.
Right.
In Mecca, in Haram Sharif, the sacred precinct, inside of the eastern corner of the Kaaba, is a black stone called El Ruki, called El Hajr al Aswad. The black stone, El Hajr al Aswad, El Ruki. Pilgrims from all over the world go and kiss the black stone and say, Allahu Akbar. God is the great. If they can't get to it to kiss it, they point to it and they make circumambulation around the Kaaba with their focus on the black stone inside of Mecca, 6 miles outside of Mecca, not allowed to be set up in or within the sacred precinct, is three white pillars, small, medium, and large, snow white. All of the pilgrims the night before make a journey to the valley of Muzdalifah and gather 49 stones. And the next day they stand before the white pillars and they all stone the white pillars from all over the world. They stone them and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They throw with all of their might against the little devil, the medium-sized devil, and the big devil. Of Mecca, 6 miles. Can't go into Revelation 13 and 18 tonight. Another subject for another time. The mark of the beast and 666. But we got Brother Steve Coakley with us tomorrow night. Check. Where's Steve Coakley? He sneaked in here and I didn't even know he was in here. Give him a hand back there, brothers and sisters. Brother Steve Coakley. Brother Steve, Brother Steve, there he is. He'll name the names. He'll pull out the research. And that's what we need, actual facts. Actual facts. It's true. I try to cover these things with you. Islam did not start with Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Islam means to enter into peace. We had peace before Prophet Muhammad. Huh? The rituals of Christianity, the Ten Commandments, coming from the declarations of innocence of Mayotte. Cracker took 10 of the 47. King lived by 147. King lived by the 10. And said, damn, I better leave the rest of these up. The creation story of the book of Genesis. Make the pilgrimage to the first holy city where pilgrimages were made, not to Mecca, but the holy city of Abydos. Go to the temple of Seti 1, in the sacred temple of Seti 1 in Abydos, and read the creation story on the wall. You can't escape, Christian. Your Christianity is from your enemy. Your Christianity is from the devil himself. Your Islam is from your enemy. Your Islam is from the devil himself. Your Judaism is from the devil. Your Judaism is from the enemy himself. Somebody got to be bold. Where are the men who will stand with us? How many of you understood what you heard tonight? Let me see your hand. Hands down. How many of you believe what you heard to be the truth and good for black people? Let me see your hand. How many of you don't know what the hell you believe? Let me see your hand. How many want to see the new Black Panther Party for self-defense come back? How many want to see us set up free food programs to feed our black multitudes? Let me see your hand. How many of you want to set up free clothing programs so that we can clothe our people, put shoes on their feet, and put coats on their back when it's cold outside? How many of you want to see the black family back together? Black man back with his black woman. There is no woman like the black woman, black man. No woman like the black woman. Don't you let no revolutionary fancy talk. Don't you let no religious fancy talk. No Christianity, no Judaism. Don't you let no Islam, no communism. Don't you let nothing put you with the white man, woman, and you abandon your own woman. This black woman is the best. This black woman is the one. The one and only, Dr. Byron Shango is saying on the front row. That's that black woman. Mother of civilization, queen of the planet Earth, goddess of the universe. All black men, we've been blessed. You leave Susie Ron Wickham alone. Give me a black goddess sister. I can't resist her. No blonde hair, blue eyes, pale skin, buttermilk complexion, receptive, directive, straight up or straight down, mistreat the clock, no frills. She keeps us warm in the wintertime. She keeps us cool in the summertime. And keeps us hot all year round. I love you, brothers and sisters. Mumia needs us to intensify the effort. Press. If you're in the courts, keep the pressure on. If you're in the streets, keep the pressure on. If you're planning underground, playing well. As Brother Harif, said, playing well. Be wise. If I die or get killed, I don't care. All I want to know is that I live my life in a way that would put spirit of fight, truth, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, and reciprocity in my people. That's all a man can live for. That's all a woman can live for. That somebody, that the seed of revolution will take, and righteousness will take right a root in their head and in their heart. And some cracker policeman, after murdering our people, will be sitting at Dunkin' Donuts off guard, dunking his donut in his coffee. And some good black man, some good black woman, will sneak up on him, ease up on him. At nighttime, as Malcolm used to say, when his heels stink. At nighttime, wear it all black, even when they butt naked.
Right, Black Power, Black Power, my family. You have been listening to the former national chairman of the new Black Panther Party, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Black Power General, the ideological figurehead, standard bearer of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And for those of you who support, which we all should, those of you who support our national chairman present day, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the warrior lawyer, you see where he get it from. You see where he get it from. His mentor and our father, the Black Power General. And so if you like what you heard, as he say, if you like what you heard and you believe that it's good and it's the truth and it's good for black people, we ask that you support this movement. Those of you that are able-bodied and that are serious and sincere about this struggle, join on to the movement and put your money where your mouth is and your time where your mouth is and your heart and your soul where your spirit, where your mouth is and where your mind is right now to help our people, our struggling people who are here in the hells and smells of North America underneath all kinds of turmoil and underneath all kinds of situations that we find ourselves in. And the only way that we're going to be freed from any of these situations that you see, black man and black woman, we're going to have to be liberated, and we will have to struggle. And we, as you heard the Black Power General say, we're going to have to sacrifice and be willing to even give up some things and make some strides and some serious gains towards freedom. And so email us, those of you that have computers or if you have your phone capabilities, send us an email of your cities and your names as we build up these strong regiments. That we can go into the cities where we live in our communities and liberate our people and produce some zones, some safe zones, and inspire our people politically, educate our people, as you hear him say, feed the people and clothe the people as well, and serve the basic needs of the black community. And so our email for those of you that need it is nbpphq@yahoo.com. One more time, nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's our national email at our headquarters. And so we ask that you join us again. We thank you for tuning in, listening with us. And you join us again, please, for this Wednesday night as we'll come black at you again with a live broadcast of the new Black Panther Party and Black Power Radio. I'm your host, National Spokesman Sean Kwali, thanking you for tuning in with us and joining with us. And I say it's black power for black people. It's freedom or death. And if black people are not free, nobody's free. Black power.